under a pale blue cardigan. I was always struck by how well she dressed, even then. She could wear the plainest article of clothing, and manage with the roll of a sleeve or the curl of a collar to transform it into something spectacular. It was a knack she had, and I could see that she took care of her clothes with an attention bordering on love. Whenever I was with her, walking beside her, I would find myself staring in admiration at her. Her blouses never had a wrinkle. Her pleats hung in perfect alignment. Anything white she wore looked brand new. Her shoes were never scuffed or smudged. Looking at what she wore, I could imagine her blouses and sweaters neatly folded and lined up in her chest of drawers, her skirts and dresses in plastic wrappers hanging in the wardrobe, which is exactly what I found to be the case after we were married. We spent that first afternoon together in the aquarium of the Ueno Zoo. The weather was so nice that day, I thought it might be more fun to stroll around the zoo itself, and I hinted as much to Kumiko on the train to Ueno, but it was obvious she had made up her mind to go to the aquarium. If that was what she wanted, it was all right with me. At the aquarium, there was a special display of jellyfish, and we went through them from beginning to end, viewing the rare specimens gathered from all parts of the world. They floated, trembling in their tanks, everything from a tiny cotton puff the size of a fingertip to monsters more than 3 feet in diameter. For a Sunday, the aquarium was relatively uncrowded. In fact, it was on the empty side. On such a lovely day, anybody would have preferred the elephants and giraffes to jellyfish. Although I said nothing to Kumiko, I actually hated jellyfish. I had often been stung by jellyfish while swimming in the ocean as a boy. Once, when swimming far out by myself, I wandered into a whole school of them. By the time I realized what I had done, I was surrounded. I never forgot the slimy, cold feeling of them touching me. In the center of that whirlpool of jellyfish, an immense terror overtook me, as if I had been dragged into a bottomless darkness. I wasn't stung for some reason, but in my panic I gulped a lot of seawater, which is why I would have liked to skip the jellyfish display if possible and go to see some ordinary fish, like tuna or flounder. Kumiko, though, was fascinated. She stopped at every single tank, leaned over the railing, and remained transfixed as if she had lost all sense of time.
"Look at this," she'd say to me. "I never knew there were such vivid pink jellyfish, and look at the beautiful way it swims. They just keep wobbling along like this until they've been to every ocean in the world. Aren't they wonderful?"
"Yeah, sure." But the more I forced myself to keep examining jellyfish with her, the more I felt a tightness growing in my chest. Before I knew it, I had stopped replying to her and was counting the change in my pocket over and over, or wiping the corners of my mouth with my handkerchief. I kept wishing we would come to the last of the jellyfish tanks, but there was no end to them. The variety of jellyfish swimming in the oceans of the world was enormous. I was able to bear it for half an hour, but the tension was turning my head into mush. When finally it became too painful for me to stand leaning against the railing, I left Kumiko's side and slumped on a nearby bench. She came over to me and, clearly very concerned, asked if I was feeling ill. I answered honestly that looking at the jellyfish was making me dizzy. She stared into my eyes with a grave expression on her face.
"It's true," she said. "I can see it in your eyes. They've gone out of focus. It's incredible, just from looking at jellyfish."
Kumiko took me by the arm and led me out of the gloomy, dank aquarium into the sunlight. Sitting in the nearby park for 10 minutes, taking long, slow breaths, I managed to return to a normal psychological state. The strong autumn sun cast its pleasant radiance everywhere, and the bone-dry leaves of the ginkgo trees rustled softly whenever the breeze picked up.
"Are you all right?"
Kumiko asked after several minutes had gone by.
"You certainly are a strange one. If you hate jellyfish so much, you should have said so right away, instead of waiting until they made you sick."
The sky was high and cloudless. The wind felt good. The people spending their Sunday in the park all wore happy expressions. A slim, pretty girl was walking a large, long-haired dog. An old fellow wearing a felt hat was watching his granddaughter on the swing. Several couples sat on benches, as we were doing. Off in the distance, someone was practicing scales on a saxophone.
"Why do you like jellyfish so much?" I asked.
I don't know. I guess I think they're sweet, she said. But one thing did occur to me when I was focusing on them.